From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Gun rights activists in Colorado are savoring what they call a sweet victory. On Tuesday, Democratic Senate President John Morse and Senator Angela Jaron were voted out of office for supporting stricter gun laws in the first legislative recall in state history. As Benta Berkland reports, the election could change the dynamic under the Gold Dome.
Even after the recall, Democrats still hold a one-seat majority in the state Senate. And that gives Republicans a glimmer of optimism. Senator Greg Brophy from Ray is running for governor. When the legislature convenes next year, he says the recall results should make Democrats take pause.
Are they going to want to advance their extreme ideology, or are they going to go into self-preservation mode and try to tack back to the center?
Brophy says it's clear Democrats went too far during the last legislative session and are now paying the political price.
The Democrats had gotten cocky and thought they could win every close election here in Colorado. Now they've had a taste of defeat, and they're probably going to be wondering if they didn't make some tremendous mistakes.
Gun control legislation spurred the recalls. Universal background checks and a ban on high-capacity magazines of more than 15 rounds were the most controversial measures. Governor John Hickenlooper says he doesn't want to second-guess anything, and especially believes background checks are sensible.
We're not trying to take guns away from anyone or in any way limit someone's Second Amendment rights. We want to try and keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
Democratic Senator Raleigh Heath of Boulder doesn't think his party overreached. Heath says the way the recall elections were conducted played a big role in the outcome. A court challenge prevented voters from receiving mail-in ballots, so most people had to vote in person.
People were very, very confused, and the sense that I got all along was that it was hard to get people really interested in what was going on.
With John Morse no longer in charge, Democrats will need to elect a new Senate president. Senator Linda Newell of Littleton hopes the person's a moderate who can unite the chamber. She says she doesn't want anger over the gun issues and the recalls to spill over into next legislative session.
What I'm really hoping for is that we can still work in a bipartisan way, that we are not fracturing so much as a state that we become dysfunctional.
But many in the GOP say last session was already deeply fractured. Senate Minority Leader Bill Cabin of Colorado Springs notes that a host of controversial issues passed along party lines. For instance, a proposed $1 billion education tax increase. Even though he says the Democratic majority will largely set the tone next session, Cabin says he is looking forward to coming back to the Capitol with two additional Senate Republicans.
This does provide an opportunity for momentum going forward. People are paying attention in Colorado. These were the races happening across the country. I think this bodes well for the future, and it shows that we can win.
Elections for Senate leadership are scheduled for November. The two new Republican senators, Bernie Herpin and George Rivera, will be sworn in within the next few weeks. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.